What began as a brazen attack at a Southeast D.C. home has taken an even more bizarre twist. This afternoon, reporters were outside that house. Police say earlier in the day, a group of masked and armed intruders attacked several people inside, even sexually assaulting one of them.
Now, hours later, when it seemed like it was all calm, three people ran outside and started assaulting a television crew. WTOP's Andrew Mullenbeck was at the scene and saw it all unfold. He sat down with Dimitri a little earlier.
It took a really bizarre turn, and very quickly, reporters had been outside the home for most of the day. Television stations, I was there, some other reporters as well, and the street had been very calm. People were walking by. There was no police crime tape, and I hadn't seen anybody from inside the home. One television crew in particular was getting a shot of the mail carrier delivering the mail, and you can just barely see inside the home. A young woman is yelling down at Bruce Johnson from WUSA and his photographer to get away, and for some reason, she snaps. She comes running out of the home saying, "Get back, get back, get back." Well, he has every right to be on a public sidewalk, so he continues shooting there for a moment, and that's when everything turned abruptly. She and two others come running out of the house. One grabs the camera and starts trying to throw it to the ground. The photographer for Channel 9 somehow manages to keep the camera in place, even though mace is being thrown on them. And eventually, some punches were thrown. One of them did hit Bruce Johnson, and his camera did catch all of it, and we've got some really pretty remarkable audio from that incident.
I got it. We're gone.
That is just crazy, Andrew. What happened then?
Bruce and his photographer did leave the scene, but probably a minute or two after that, D.C. police showed up because somebody had called having seen the incident. I'd kind of looked around at some of the other reporters. Did anybody call? Who called this in? It turned out a neighbor had seen it. Now, where I was standing, I was probably 20 yards from where this assault or attack, however you might like to characterize it, took place. So I saw the whole thing. When police showed up, I ended up having to give police statements to describe what had happened, and then they went looking for the women who ran from the house. Certainly this house had an extremely traumatizing day. We have no idea if any of these three women were part of that very traumatic attack, a burglary, a sexual assault, a physical assault with masked robbers earlier in the day. You can imagine tensions were very high, but that was just a bizarre moment that Bruce Johnson himself said in 35 years of the business, he's never been punched before, at least outside the office.
Yeah, he has seen a lot, and he is stressing that he's not interested in pressing charges, but charges will be pressed by police themselves.
It's something that they will consider. We're talking about police. But Bruce said right from the beginning, he had no intent of considering any charges. I think he was surprised that it escalated to that, given that he was just on a public space shooting some footage for the story that he was working on. But he never was himself involved in the altercation. But fortunately, he's okay. He just got a little punch in the back of the head, and his photographer is okay as well.
You know, you wouldn't consider necessarily interviewing someone who has just been violent toward you, but did you try to speak to any of the three women that launched this attack?
Once the attack was over, they ran off, so I didn't see them again. And Bruce and his photographer, Danielle, just backed away, and they got in their vehicle and left. So they didn't stay around very long, and it was probably a good idea. People in the community did seem kind of ready to have a lot of the media off their streets at this point after what had taken place in that day. We don't know exactly what provoked them. What we do hear on the tape is them saying, "Stop photographing my house." And as I said before, you can imagine with as much trauma as that house had been through in the last 12 or 15 hours, that tensions were certainly high. I don't know what was the last straw, but that really was it, that they said, "Back away from my house. Stop taking pictures of my house."
And that's WTOP's Andrew Mullenbeck there describing an attack on a Channel 9 news crew today in Southeast D.C. We'll keep you updated on the main story on what in the world happened at that house here on WTOP Radio and WTOP.com.